In late February, just as Oppenheimer was putting the final touches on his letter responding to the AEC charges, his old friend Isidore Rabi attempted to broker a deal whereby Robert could avoid a hearing altogether.
Earlier in the year, having heard that Rabi was trying to see President Eisenhower about the case, Strauss had successfully blocked this attempt. Now Rabi proposed directly to Strauss that if he and Nichols would withdraw the formal letter of charges and restore Oppenheimer's suspended security clearance, Oppenheimer would quickly resign his AEC consultancy.
It wasn't as if the AEC were using Oppenheimer's time very much. During the last 2 years, he had racked up a grand total of only 6 days on his consulting contract.
Soon after this meeting, on March 2, 1954, Garrison and Marx themselves appeared in Strauss' office and confirmed that Oppenheimer was willing to accept such a compromise. But Strauss, confident of victory, dismissed this solution as out of the question.
AEC regulations, he insisted, called for the case to be heard by a hearing board. He countered that if Oppenheimer would indicate his desire to resign in writing, the AEC would give it further consideration.
This was a very thin reed, and later that day, Garrison and Marx revisited Strauss to say they had talked to their client on the phone and had decided to fight his case before the hearing board.
Consequently, on March 5, 1954, Oppenheimer's response to the charges, written in the form of an autobiography, was delivered to the AEC. It ran to 42 typed pages.